It's time to hear from the folks at the Soulflower Yoga and Wellness in Fairhaven. They are again sponsoring the 5th annual Full Bloom Festival at Cushman Park on Sunday, June 29th, starting at 10 a.m. Sam Dunka and Alexis Costa are here from Soulflower Yoga, and they're joining us once again to talk about the festival, where this year, Gifts to Give is the charity partner. So good morning and welcome to you both.
Good morning.
Thank you for having us.
So Samantha, this festival has gotten a little bigger every year, I think, and that's still the case this year?
Yeah, this seems to be our biggest year yet, the 5th annual, so we're really excited about that. Mm-hmm. And we have a full lineup, so we had to extend the hours, so it's from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. this year.
Okay, so we'll talk about some of the newer things in just a moment. Alexis, this amounts to a fun day in the park, really. That's the goal here, and all ages will be entertained. You have kids, bring them, and adults will have a good time too. Is that right?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. We have stuff for the children, stuff for the adults. It's really a two-part series as we dive in and talk about the full day. We have some kids entertainment, some animal special guests, some pony rides, some music, some bounce houses. Lots of fun things.
Yeah, we even have an infant and toddler area this year. Mm-hmm. So even if you have like little ones, they can come and just have a fun full day in the park.
Samantha, tell us about the musical entertainment. I know that there's a lot of things going on, but there will be music throughout the day. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. That's why we kind of had to extend hours. So at 2 p.m., the music starts with a sound concert by Down to Earth. And that leads into a family drum circle. And then we have a student showcase at 3 p.m. And then we have live bands all the way from 4 until 8 p.m. with some repeat guests who sponsor this event every year. And all of these bands have volunteered their time and to create such a good day in the park.
And I do want to add, we're so honored to work with Lindsay Joy Mata, who helps coordinate, and our DJ, Pat Long.
Right.
Yeah.
So tell us, what types of food offerings will it be?
Ooh, it's very diverse this year. We have a Filipino food truck. We have Sorbet with her amazing ice cream pop. She's back for the 5th year. She's our MVP player. We have dough and basil, pizza. So we have things ranging from burgers to pizza to Filipino food to ice cream and snacks.
Yeah, there's going to even be some like herbal concoctions that you can get into. Mm-hmm. And this year we got a liquor license through the town. So we have Naskatucket Bay Vineyard coming with some of their delicious wines. And we also have Traveler's Ale House with beer.
And this is all, of course, if you buy food or anything, it's not free. You have to pay for that. But admission is free. Yeah. Why do you do that? I mean, you could expand, make a few bucks. You could also donate it to Gifts to Give. I'm not sure, but why do you keep it free?
Absolutely. This whole event started for us to give back to the community and to spotlight small local businesses, just for us to promote each other and come together to gather. So it's important for us that everything stays free. People volunteer their time. We have a lot of nonprofits that come and give out information. And we just really want people to build community around this day. So we want to keep it accessible and free. But yes, there are vendors, mm-hmm. there's food, all the music, and all of the fitness classes are free too. I don't know if Alexis wants to talk about the fitness classes this year.
How many vendors are going to be there?
Definitely over 20.
Yeah. I think there's about 30 in total.
Yeah. Some mm-hmm. people are, take their time, get in there.
Sure.
Reminder to all vendors. You haven't paid your fee.
There's a fee here for vendors, but the point is that is all part of, covering some of your expenses here. I don't know if you have to have a police officer, what you have to do, but.
We do have quite a few expenses, and mm-hmm. everything that we charge for, the fee for vendorship, and we do have sponsors that are, very, very generous to mm-hmm. give to this event. They'll be highlighted with banners up on the day of the event and everything. But all of that money that we gather is literally just so that this can be free to the community. Mm-hmm. in earlier years, Alexis and I have paid for a lot of the things for this event out of our own pockets. So we do look for the sponsorship so that we can make it bigger and better every year.
All right. Let's talk about the sponsors. How many do you have? And
we have three. We have the CTC Center, we have Zusi Brothers Construction, and we have Mitsubishi of New Bedford.
Also, Staples has always been a sponsor since year one as well. And there's a couple other people that we consider sponsors, but they're not monetary sponsors. They're coming with like free activities for the day.
Yeah.
Okay. Like Pickleball by Storm is doing a pickleball clinic and tournament, and that anything donated to that will also go back to Gifts to Give.
Okay. I want to talk about the Gifts to Give connection just a moment. I mean, you're mentioning like pickleball. Pickleball, that was not a part of last year's event, as I recall. This is something
right
new.
Last year we had a basketball tournament. This year it's a pickleball tournament. So if you're a pickleballer, go to our website and sign up for the tournament.
And
it's so for charity.
So you want people to take part in the tournament.
Yes. Yep. Okay. And that is a paid tournament. To enter is a $100 fee, but right now it's
I think it's a $75.
75?
Yeah, to enter the tournament, but that's all, it's all going to the charity.
Okay. So let's talk about the charity for just a moment, Gifts to Give. Are you making, last year was Gifts to Give as well, I think.
Mm-hmm.
How did that work out, and why did you decide to renew with Gifts to Give?
So we both have a very special bond with Gifts to Give. They work with the foster care system, and that's something that holds a place in both of our hearts. Mm-hmm. And it's something we really feel is important to get back to.
Yeah, okay. And they're really awesome to work with. Like
they
the
are.
People that run Gifts to Give, they're great to work with. And yeah, it just feels good to support the local community with that.
Yep. So we'll be donating funds, and we'll be doing a clothing drive.
Yeah. So they arrive that day with like their trailer that you can donate. They'll have a table, you know, with information, and so people can come. Bring donations.
Right, bring gently used kinds of clothing so that that'll go directly to Gifts to Give. Right in the trailer, you can probably walk in and do that.
And even like infant things and stuff too.
Yeah, and the cash, you know, the pickleball tournament, that'll go directly to Gifts to Give as well?
Yes, and there will be a cash prize for the winner.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, so we know that. Just one cash prize or different cash prizes for?
TBD.
Technically, it's a team. So technically, it's two winners that win. We'll see how it plays out.
We'll see how many teams sign up, and we'll take it from there.
You're listening to Town Square Sunday. I'm Jim Phillips. My guest is Samantha Dunca and Alexis Costa of Soulflower Yoga and Wellness in Fairhaven. And they are sponsoring, for the fifth year now, the annual Full Bloom Festival that's happening June 29th from 10 to 8 at Cushman Park in Fairhaven. Last year you started a garden in one end of the park, as I recall. Are you still working with that, or what's the deal?
Yeah, that was actually 2 years ago now.
Mm-hmm.
And we just replanted the garden with herbs and flowers that people can cut. And there's some vegetables and stuff in there. And they are doing really well. So hopefully the flowers will be in full bloom for our festival.
Okay. And what do you hope to do with that garden? Is there any, like if you're planting vegetables and stuff, and what are you going to do with it?
So it's open for the community. If a community member wants to come in and clip some rosemary or some mint for their use at home, they're more than welcome to do it. So it's completely open to the community.
Yep. Okay.
Just another way that we give back to the community.
Yeah.
So do you have the schedule, Alexis?
I do.
Complete schedule?
Oh, yes, I do. You want me to hit it with the lineup?
Well, yeah, I do. I do want you to talk about it.
Okay, yeah.
So we've kind of bounced around here. So tell us.
Yeah, we bounced around. I'll kind of reel it on in, and I do want to say it's grown so much. It's kind of like a two-part series, where in the morning it's really fitness and wellness inspired, and then in the second half of the day, it's more of a fun summer concert. So we're kicking off the day, as Sam said, with a pickleball tournament, and then we have a kettlebell class at 10, a boot camp workout at 11 with Wayne Goulart. The kettlebells is with Brittany Norris. At 12 p.m., we have a few good things. We have a Zumba class with Cassandra Alves, kids yoga with Yoga Esvita, and a plant walk with Nico. at 1 p.m.
Yeah, and between like the hours of 11 and 3, there's tons of other kids stuff going on. So there's like the alpacas will be there, the reptiles will be there, there'll be pony rides and bounce houses and things that will be all day. But yeah, and then Soulflower, Alexis and I will be doing a free yoga class at 1 p.m. Mm-hmm. Mind you, all of these fitness classes are free mm-hmm. for anyone to pop into. And yeah, after our yoga class, we'll kick off the sound concert with Down to Earth, and then the musical lineup will follow. Yeah, so we have Sean Carney, who's returning All Along. And then we also have Big Lux and the Next Up Lineup Festival Bands, which is really exciting. They're new people that we're working with this year. And then Immuter is our headlining band.
So,
this is their second year.
We're talking about, of course, it's Sunday now, June 29th, which you folks have wisely scheduled it on a Sunday.
Sunday,
Sunday. Because it seems like... every Saturday it rains, so we are now
escaping ahead of the rain this year, but there is a rain day of July 13th.
Yes, because last year got wet and soggy and kind of put a damper on the day, so mm-hmm. rain day was necessary.
Okay, good. Are you still accepting vendors? And if so, how can they get involved?
At this point, I feel like the day is pretty full, but we are always accepting vendors for the next year to come.
Yeah, and if anybody has like a really cool opportunity that they want to present, we are definitely all ears. So if you want to get in touch with us, the website is www.soulfloweryogaandwellness.com. And you can click on the Full Bloom tab and just, yeah, get in touch with us that way.
All right. So I'm looking over some of the things that are going to be happening. And... why don't you give us your website again, because the schedule is on there, and those kinds of information. SoulflowerYogaAndWellness.com, and then /FullBloom2025. And all of it's there, right? All
yep.
of your information
yep.
is there. That's great. What do you think about, you know, you mentioned food. I asked about food, food trucks. How many trucks will be there? Are they going to
six or
alternate?
Seven?
Yeah, there'll be about seven.
Seven food
yeah.
trucks.
Yeah, one of them, like Sam mentioned, there is an herbal mixologist, so she'll be making some herbal mocktails.
Mocktails.
All right, so it'll be seven food trucks.
Yep.
Yeah, there'll definitely be a good variety of
yes.
food there for sure.
All right. So what do you think 5 years in? Is this bigger than you ever thought it would be?
It took on a life of its own, and we are so honored to be able to host it every year.
Yeah. We're already thinking about year 10 now.
It's quite the milestone. I feel like our child just, like, hit a development milestone.
Yeah, we're feeling really excited about mm-hmm. this year and just so excited for the day to come and just enjoy it with the community.
Sure, and I really do hope the weather's fine for you. You know, it's tough when you do all the planning and stuff. It's raining outside, you know. But again, I think your Sunday should work out pretty much for you. Have you ever thought about, is Cushman Park the ideal location as far as you're concerned?
I think so. It has everything yeah. we could possibly need, and we're fortunate to be able to do different things like the basketball tournaments in the past and the pickleball tournament this year. And having the bandstand is really fortunate as well.
So it's such a good location because, honestly, I think it goes unutilized a lot of the time. It's a beautiful park. There's so much to do there. The town has really put a lot of resources into that park, and the bandstand is just so underutilized that we wanted to give a free summer concert to just, yeah, bring people in together.
Yeah, well, I think it is a great location when you think about it, all the stuff that's there and all the band... concert shell there, stage. It really is a nice locale. How many folks you stopped by last year? Do you have a guess?
Last year we went with our rain date, so it was a little bit smaller in size, yeah. but I would say between 300 to 500 attendees is what we usually expect.
Well, that's a nice crowd.
Mm-hmm.
My guests have been Sam Dunca and Alexis Costa from Soulflower Yoga and Wellness in Fairhaven. They are again sponsoring the 5th annual Full Bloom Festival which is June 29th, that's a Sunday, at Cushman Park in Fairhaven, 10 to 8, I believe is the hours this year. Mm-hmm. Lots of music in the afternoon and early evening. So looks like you two have got it together here. It's really good.
Thank you.
Sounds like a full day of fun, and really we wish you luck with the weather and everything else. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much,
Jim. We hope to see you there.
Yeah.
That's it for Town Square Sunday. Thanks for listening. Thanks also to Mike Roberts and Tim Weisberg for helping us get this program on the air and on social media. I'm Jim Phillips. Join us next week for Town Square Sunday. Until then, have a wonderful Sunday and a great week ahead.